Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Wrights hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Halicki is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wrights is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Halicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Halicki bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Trillo covering, double play. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockhock. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Lockhock steals second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to third. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Steve Stone. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday bunts towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reitz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Reitz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock bunts towards the mound. Halicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to second. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 0-for-2 in the game. Halicki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Steve Swisher. Champ Summers pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Summers, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. George Mitterwald now catching. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez bunts towards third. Madlock picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Madlock. Perez moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perez moves to third. 1 out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mercer is walked intentionally. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Perez scores. Mercer moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Joe Coleman now pitching. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wrights is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wrights hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Thomasson now playing right field. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.